I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, April 15th. The city of Quincy is poised to purchase the Adams Academy building in Quincy Center. The Community Preservation Committee has voted in favor of Mayor Thomas Koch's request to purchase the academy and two adjacent vacant buildings for $9 million to prevent the Woodward School from selling the property. The city would take the property by eminent domain after a judge ruled that the Woodward School Trust Fund owned that property. The state has agreed to consider reimbursing Quincy millions of dollars for construction of a new Squantum Elementary School. The School Building Authority Board of Directors voted unanimously to accept the Squantum School project into their reimbursement program, triggering a long approval process. City officials say the over 100-year-old school needs to be replaced. A 56-year-old Braintree woman was treated for minor injuries after a car she was driving crashed on Quincy Shore Drive early yesterday. State police say the vehicle struck the seawall near the Clam Box restaurant at about 5:20 in the morning. The driver was taken to Boston Medical Center with minor injuries. Her name was not released. State police have identified the pedestrian who was struck and killed on the expressway in Braintree early Tuesday morning as 42-year-old Thomas Gillis of Boston. Gillis was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver on the southbound side of the highway near the Braintree split in the early morning hours Tuesday. So far, there is no description of a suspect vehicle. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, April 15th.